A new way, a new path, gets me out of my comfort zone for the right reason. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A new way, a new path, get me out of the way of the comfort zone for the right reason. All of us love our comfort zone. We love the familiar. We love that which we have become accustomed to, our habitual ways. And because we're happy there, because we're comfortable there, we do not really anticipate or desire to change. Our comfort zone is where we settle down at home at night when we come back from work. And we sit down in the living room and just sit in our chair and relax. Or we sit at the dinner table with our family and we eat a wonderful meal. And we share a few things with our family. It's our comfort zone. It's a time for relaxing. It's a time for letting go of the day and starting a new way of being ourselves and having fun. Our comfort zone is many things. Our comfort zone is being in our own car rather than carpooling with somebody else. Our comfort zone is taking our personal bike for a ride rather than riding on someone else's bike. We can always ride a bike, but our own bike is something very special, even though it may be old as the hills. Our own bedroom, our own house, our own room is always more delightful, especially when we finish a vacation or finish a retreat or finish a time away from home. We can't wait to get home. Home is not necessarily better than where we were or better than where we could be, but it's home. It's where our family dwells. It's where our love dwells. It's where we can be ourselves and we can have fun and we can just relax. It's a comfort zone where we let down. One of the worst things about a comfort zone, though, and I say worst things, one of the worst things about a comfort zone is that our comfort zone has a tendency to be our place where we can feel sorry for ourselves, where people will feel sorry for us, where people say, "Did you have a busy day today? Did you do a lot today? Was it kind of tough today? Did everybody jump on your back today? Did everything go haywire today?" And then we feel sorry for ourselves. It's not that everything went haywire or everyone jumped on our backs. It's that the little things, the way we had looked at them, now become something big. Now become something very, very difficult, very unkind to us. And we feel, "Oh yeah, everybody's picking on me. Yeah, yeah, I tried to get some work done, but everybody came and asked me questions, constantly. I wanted to get this done and that done, and they kept coming and coming. And I couldn't say no, because that's what I'm there for. I'm supposed to answer their questions, but I have to get some of my own work done too, some of my own things done. And oh my," and those in our family, they feel sorry for us, and they say, "Gee, that's too bad. That's really too bad, you know. Why don't they recognize how valuable you are and not do make that unhappy responsibility on you?" Well, would we like it any other way? Would we like to have our life humdrum? Would we like to have our life just so-so, with no challenges, no excitement? Well, not so many challenges, not so much excitement. Well, what is so many and so much? What does a busy man do? What does a genius do? What does the successful person do? What does the one who is in charge of everything do? He too is bothered by everybody. Obama, President of the United States, says he will entertain 500 word emails as long as they're positive and uplifting, and he will consider looking at them. Well, now, here he is, millions and millions of people who are asking him for advice, suggestions, help, direction, and what have you, and he's willing to look at their email. Now, We have come to learn that emails can be very insidious and very unimportant and very important. But they're emails, and they're a thought of the moment. And a second later, you have different thoughts. And even when you're writing an email, you sometimes change your mind right while you're in the middle of writing it and change your copy and your content. And so it looks like a gobbledygook instead of something really significant and beautiful. But the busy people, the successful people, the magnificent people, they start with a premise that we could all start with. And that premise is they like themselves. They say, I like myself. I like who I am. I like my world. I like me. It's not that they're superior to anybody else, or not that they feel that others are belittle them in any way, but beneath them, not belittle them, but don't belittle too, I guess is right. But think about that. The successful people are the ones who take all the challenges and look at them in their right perspective. And rather than looking at them as something that's a time waster or something that's taking them away from other things, they look at each challenge that comes along and they quickly observe it, and then they note mentally how they should respond to it, and then they respond to it that way, and it's done. It's over. They don't put aside to be done, must be done, can be done. They instantly do everything. Tuck, 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 tuck. And instantly they make the appraisal of how important anything is, and they do it very quickly and very easily. Now, you say, you can't do that. You have too many things coming in. Well, you're going to have to make an observation about everything that comes in. You might as well complete it right away, too, and immediately finish it. Emails are kind of fun and kind of easy, because when an email comes in, there it is, sticking right in your face, and all you have to do is press the button, reply, and then you say, thanks, but no thanks, bye, thanks for considering me, and you're off. And you say, that small? Sure. No one's expecting you to give them the Gettysburg Address on any of these things. They merely want to reply. And sometimes you'll be more explicit. Sometimes you go off onto Word, and you'll write a very significant reply, and then you'll take that supply and copy it directly onto your email, and off she goes. And they'll say, wow, that's magnificent. But then it's good for perhaps 8 or 10 other emails, maybe more, depending upon the questions that people ask you and the questions that you answer and the things that you do. I have my list, and those are all the people on my email list, the people who have written to me and who want to contact me and who want to have me contact them. And every once in a while, I'll have something that is very beautiful and very significant, and I'll send it to everybody. And sometimes I'll write something to somebody, and it's really quite nicely done. And I'll take out the personal aspect of it and send it to everybody, because I feel that I made a very good observation there. I made a very salient and impactful statement, and I wanted to share it with others, and so I share it. And it's a new way. It's a new path, and it gets me out of my comfort zone for the right reason. It gets me answering my letters, answering people, talking to people right away, and being done with it. A lot of times people call me on the phone and say, Herb, I just wanted to touch bases, just wanted to see how you are, just wanted to say hi and say, it's good to hear from you. And I say, please don't do that. If you wanted to call me, you had something in your mind. Immediately, please tell me your name, because your voice sounds like many other people's voice. And immediately tell me what it is that you have on your mind so that I can immediately give you my response and then go about my other work. Because if I wanted to talk to you personally, I'd come over and visit you. If I wanted to spend time with you, I'd spend time with you. But just as you don't want to spend time with me, I don't want to spend time. We don't have time to be on that sociable bent unless we want to. And if we want to, then we certainly aren't going to do it on an email. We're going to do it on a personal telephone call, or we're going to do it on a personal recognition of something that's important. We'll go and visit each other. Now, we say that a new way. Well, what is a new way? The new way is be specific. The new way, the new path, is saying exactly what's on my mind. Not unkindly, but saying what's on my mind. Say, I think it'd be a great idea if we could move some of that furniture in the other room into the back room so we have a little more room in that room. And in the back room, we could have the advantage of that furniture and the advantage of those bookcases to keep other things on. Hey, that's a great idea. Super idea. Let's do that. Okay, thanks. Bye. You know, and there, in no more than a minute and a half, we've expressed a comprehensive problem or circumstance and came to a conclusion and made a decision, and it was done. And there's no, could you please consider, would you please let me do, I'd like to try this here. If you could only, you see, that's what our old way is. Our old way is never wanting to hurt anybody. And if we are specific and if we are definite in everything that we do, we'll never hurt anybody. We'll always do the right thing. We'll always do the happy thing. We'll always do the joyous thing. And a new way and a new path gets me out of the way of my comfort zone, which I need to get out of for the right reason. Now, how do I get out of that comfort zone? Well, the comfort zone is a program that we've done for ages, a way that I've handled it before, a way that I've done it, and how other people expect me to do it. Well, when Obama became president, he let everybody know, these are the things that I feel I'd like to accomplish. I've already told you this when I asked for your election to president. I said, these are the things I want to do. I don't want to get in there and nitpick the government. I don't want to get in there and nitpick all the details of how to run the government. I want to bring forth these beautiful concepts on behalf of the people of the United States. I want to represent the people and do this. And so that's what it requires for me to do. And so then he goes forth to do it. Now, he is so brilliant, such a genius, he can touch bases on so many areas, but yet he has good advisors who work on these various areas, and he can trust their judgment, but he still makes his own sensitive awareness of how he feels about something and whether he feels that it's beneficial or not. He doesn't just take the advice of these magical people who are the head of their industries and the head of their things and are really thoughtful people, because their reasons for doing things and his reasons may be different. Their reason was to make their company successful. Obama's reason is to meet the needs of the people, and it doesn't always meet the needs of the people of the United States for many of the things to be done. Now, we go abroad and we spend money abroad, we do things abroad, we work around the world and we help other people around the world, and perhaps that's as it should be. But first and foremost, we should help the people at home. We should work with our own experiences. We should have the most efficient, the most adequate, the most abundant health care zone that you could ever have. We should take care of the people of our own country first and foremost. And when we do that, then everything goes good. But you see, the comfort zone is to be in the zone of really not worrying about it. Just sort of laissez-faire, letting happen what will happen. And as we let happen what happens, it's not always exactly that which is for our highest and best. It's not always exactly that which is what we really want to do, what we really want to happen. So how are we going to handle that? How are we going to know what to do about that? It's something for us to think about, isn't it? Something for us to wonder about and be careful about. And as we wonder about it, and as we're careful about it, we come up with a very interesting conclusion. And the conclusion is, if indeed we want to have a new way, a new path, and get me out of my comfort zone for the right reason, then all I have to do, all I have to do is be myself and have fun. And when I am myself and have fun, everything works out in perfect divine order. Now, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I am doing. And that's what makes my life so happy and so rewarding and so fulfilling. Join me if you like. It's a grand expedition. And having you with me is a joyous experience. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.